Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition number 1980, recorded on Thursday, the 12th of October, 2017, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm James McGarry and I'm joined by Bridget Cook.
Thank you, James. We'd like to welcome new listener Mr. Eric Nichols from Norwich, and we wish you a very belated happy birthday. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with our news items, we have two features. The first about a man who was one of Norwich's greatest public servants, and the second on smiling. We also have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. Our first news stories include a despicable bank scam and the need for works to ensure blocks of flats are safe. But first, a relative of a Coleman's founder says losing the brand would harm our city's identity.
James Coleman hit out at the brand's owner Unilever for prioritising profits over tradition, and said it would be a huge loss to the city to break the 200-year-old link with one of its most famous exports. The Anglo-Dutch company said it would be reviewing the future of the Caro Works after the site's co-owner, Britvic, said it would close its drinks production factory by 2019, which put a total of 355 jobs on the line. Mr. Coleman, who lives just a few miles from the Stoke Holy Cross site where Jeremiah Coleman first milled mustard in 1814, said the legacy left by his forefathers had indelibly turned yellow almost everything it touched in his home city. The company was moved to its current site by Mr. Coleman's great-great-great-grandfather, Jeremiah James, in the 1850s, and was bought by consumer and goods giant Unilever in 1995. Mr. Coleman, 55, added, "I believe our fine, independently minded city deserves better treatment than this."
Drugs, cash and knives have been seized and three people arrested following a raid on a home in Norwich. Norfolk police went to the home in Black Horse Opening. Officers seized Class A drugs, cash and knives, a 17-year-old girl, an 18-year-old man and a 25-year-old man, all from the Norwich area, were arrested on suspicion of possession with intent to supply a Class A drug. They have all since been released under investigation whilst inquiries continue.
Schools in Norfolk, under One Academy Trust, are celebrating more than £2 million worth of investment in their facilities. The Right for Success Trust has made a series of improvements at Sewell Park Academy, Tuxwood Academy and Nursery, and Eaton Hall Specialist Academy, all of which are in Norwich. At Tuxwood, the significant changes made over the summer holidays included new toilets, new classrooms and upgrades to the play area, including a new outdoor learning space for the school's younger children. An old staff room has also been converted into a new classroom as part of the £300,000 investment. At Eaton Hall, which caters for children with social, emotional and behavioural difficulties, the school's residential and dining areas have been extended and improved to the tune of roughly £820,000. And after a successful bid from the Condition Improvement Fund, CIF, which is run and administered by the Department of Education, a £1 million project is ongoing to build a new roof at Sewell Park Academy.
A suicide prevention charity has welcomed the installation of new fences at the top of a Norwich car park. NCP said it had invested heavily in preventative measures on the top floors of its St Stephen's car park on Queen's Road. It comes after Norfolk Police said that alterations were needed to prevent people gaining access to the edge of the building.
Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner has hit out at a despicable bank scam which an elderly woman was targeted. Lorne Green said he was shocked at the crime, in which a con man cheated the Norwich resident out of an amount of cash by claiming to be a police officer. Mr. Green said, "We all had a duty to watch out for elderly residents who were often vulnerable targets for fraud." In the incident, a man called the resident claiming he was Sergeant Roy, a police officer from Watford Police Station, who was investigating a fraud involving two Polish men. He also referred to a Superintendent West. The caller said the Polish men had taken a large amount of money from the victim's bank account and then deposited counterfeit money back into it. He then asked the victim to attend a bank in Norwich to withdraw the large amount of money for forensic evidence gathering. Chief Superintendent Mike Fawcett said, "Please be aware that police or bank staff will never ask you to divulge your card PIN number, the amount held in your account, or for you to withdraw any money. If someone contacts you claiming to be a police officer and you have concerns about their authenticity, ask for their name, station, and collar number. Tell them you need to confirm their identity and hang up. Then call 101 asking to be put through to that named officer. If you receive such a call, do not provide any security details. End the call and inform your local police on 101 or get in touch with Action for Fraud on 0300, that's 0300 123 2040.
Almost a million workers in the UK could be hiding their carer responsibilities from their employer, new research from insurance giant Aviva shows. A survey of more than 1,000 employed UK adults who also have a range of caring duties, including caring for older relatives, partners, and children with disabilities, found more than one in five, that is 22%, had not told their employer about their caring commitments, while a similar number, that is 18%, had only told selected trusted colleagues. More than a quarter, that is 26%, of these hidden carers said that they did not want others to think they were not fulfilling their responsibilities at work. Nearly one in 10, that is 8%, said they were worried that they might lose their jobs, while the same proportion, that is 8%, were concerned their carer duties would affect their career prospects. The figures have been released as Aviva, a member of the EADT/EDP top 100 list of Norfolk and Suffolk's biggest companies by turnover, launched its new carer policy, which aims to support employees who also have care commitments. We've also carried out independent research which revealed 83% of UK carers believe they should be treated by employers in the same way as parents, for example, having the right to take up to 18 weeks of unpaid leave. Knowing this, we are very pleased to introduce this policy today to give further support to all of our UK colleagues. Changing demographics and an ageing population mean that three in five people in the UK will end up caring for someone at some point in their lives.
Up to 12 jobs are at risk at Bristow Helicopters as the effects of the depressed oil and gas industry continue to bite. The company has said positions are under threat at its Norwich Airport and Shetland bases, but would not specify numbers at each as consultation is underway. Bristow Helicopters works with energy industry clients transporting rig and offshore workers to bases in the North Sea and has felt the impact of continued low energy prices, which has led to the cost cutting in the industry. A spokesman for Bristow Helicopters said, We are in early consultation with the union, BALPA, and are keen to mitigate the effects of these reductions, with the hope that we can avoid the need for any redundancies. These options include potential reduced hours and part-time working, as well as voluntary severances.
Initial findings from inspections of Norwich's tower blocks triggered by the Grenfell fire tragedy suggest no cause for concerns, but safety work will be needed. Following the devastating blaze in the London Tower block in the summer, Norwich City Council started specialist checks on more than 450 council flats and leaseholder flats. The checks, done along with Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, have been establishing whether any adaptations may have created fire hazards which would need to be put right. Gail Harris, Deputy Leader of Norwich City Council, said the majority of flats had now been visited, with attempts still being made to get access to the remainder. She said the findings would be evaluated to see what work or changes to the council's fire safety procedures would be required. I anticipate that a full programme of works will be made available to members, tenants and leaseholders within the next month or so. The council is committed to making sure that tenants have the maximum opportunity to influence any changes that may be required by the council's fire safety policy and procedures, as well as changes in the legislation that may result from the independent review following the Grenfell Tower disaster.
Four major employers in Norwich have joined forces to create opportunities for disadvantaged children after the city was found to be one of the UK's social mobility cold spots. Government funding totalling £6 million would be spent in the city after it was ranked as one of the lowest performing areas in England for attainment and job prospects for disadvantaged children. It is among 12 opportunity areas nationwide set up to receive a share of the £72 million cash injection to build young people's skills and provide advice and opportunities for them to progress. Aviva, PwC, Adecco and Grant Thornton, which topped the UK's first social mobility employer index this year, have all committed to support the project in which bridging the gap between education and employment will play a major part.
Planners are to decide on an Academy Trust's vision for a new sports hall, which is set to be used by a string of Norwich schools. The Inspiration Trust has lodged a bid with Norwich City Council for a new sports hall at its Hewitt Academy on Cecil Road, and the proposal, which planners have recommended for approval, is due to go to Planning Committee. The standalone centre will include a four-court hall and changing rooms and will be used for badminton, basketball, volleyball, indoor cricket and trampolining. Though the centre, which will replace a smaller hall, will be at Hewitt, it is funded by a government grant aid to provide pupils at Jane Austen College, another trust school, with sports facilities. The college on Colgate was opened in a former shoe factory in 2014 and planning documents say lacked a sports hall. The trust and government have since decided Hewitt is the best site for the facility.